All right, technology baby, we are in the house. Tonight's call is dedicated to Prospecting 101. I want to thank all of you for being on tonight's call. I am at the beautiful Sheraton Hotel in downtown Dallas, Texas, on the eve of Millionaire Blueprint. This is the fifth anniversary that I've spoken at this exceptional company's event. So I want to thank all of you for being on tonight's call. So I am getting ready to launch an exceptional call for you this evening. It's going to be an abbreviated version. This will be one of the few times in my career that I will cut the call short this evening. We are setting up for a big event tomorrow, so I'm sure you do understand. As I said, I'm coming live from Dallas, Texas, over the conference call line here, also on Periscope. A little history on me in Dallas. I moved to Dallas in 1992, sight unseen, with my very good friend Jerry Clark. I originally lived in Euless, Texas, and rented an executive apartment that pilots and stewardesses rent, and started prospecting directly out of the Dallas-Fort Worth, now the Dallas Morning News and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And in 9 months, Jerry Clark and I had 300 people at the downtown Adolphus Hotel back in the day, 1992. I also lived here in 1995 in Farmers Branch. Hi, Marie. How are you? And I want to let you know that I love Dallas. So Dallas is big time, big barbecue. So if anyone you want to find me tomorrow night around 7:30, I will be in Sunny's. And my assistants over here going, oh, my God, they're going to absolutely mob the place. I actually went to Sunny's today and told them that I'm going to bring a crew that will dominate. Now, Sunny's is in the Central West End. Now, for those of you who aren't in Dallas, I will be speaking in multiple locations across the United States in the next 12 months. This coming Saturday, the 23rd, 1 week from Saturday, I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I have the privilege of speaking with C.G. Siddons today, who will be sharing the carpet with me Saturday, January 23rd. January 30th, I will be in Denver, Colorado. February 6th, Carlotta Davis and Jennifer Trinker, two of my exceptional friends, and I will be hosting an event in Columbia, South Carolina. This is beautiful Columbia, the capital of South Carolina. A lot of millionaire women come right out of that background. So there'll be a lot of great events coming up. Now, I'm not going to cover a lot of announcements tonight, so I can get right into the content this evening. Also want to let you know that I'm going to be releasing a live prospecting clinic that is going to be March 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. You will be able to purchase that product tomorrow if you're attending the Dallas event, and in a week or so I'll also have that on Facebook and online. Now that will be me conducting live dials. I'll be calling phone numbers that I create directly off the internet. I'll be calling success coaches, health coaches, realtors, and people whose number that I will be able to attract. I will also be calling business cards that I find. I could do a referral or two if you ask me to, or any multitude of situations, so you see the ease of connecting, how to be able to ask questions in a sequence. So the $97 when it comes up, I'll have a script for you, a series of scripts for you, also some added products that will be free as part of that bonus package, and I will be doing several of those calls throughout the year, not just one and done, but several times. And I'm eventually going to do some of them free so you can dial in. One of the biggest challenges with doing live prospecting is I cannot record the other person's, I can't record the call that I'm doing legally. What I can do, though, is if you dial in, you can hear me do it live. I will not be able to record it in the old school fashion, but I will be able to do some kind of text where you will be able to see it online, the conversation I'm having. So my team is exceptional at being able to bring that together for you. So the first quarter of 2016 for me is dedicated to this Prospecting 101. Now, prospecting has many, many versions. Prospecting doesn't mean that you're cold calling. Prospecting means that you're looking for people you can connect and or collaborate with. There's many great ways to prospect in today's world. I mean, there's LinkedIn, there's Facebook, there's the Facebook groups that many of you are absolutely rocking and taking advantage of, and there are new and creative ways to prospect. Prospect means to find, to sort, to attract, to connect with, and you are all looking for this prosperity partners, people you can collaborate with, people in free enterprise that you can bring into your circle of influence that you can create results with. You can lead with a product, you can lead with a business, you can lead with benefits and features, but you have to be able to lead yourself and be able to lead others to a very relaxed conversation. Please understand this. Prospecting is not rejection. Prospecting is not intimidation. Prospecting is not overpowering someone. Prospecting is not control. Prospecting means you have the ability to connect effortlessly and easily, looking for people that you can create some relaxed relatability with. And if someone is not relatable, or if someone prejudges a situation before they start, learn not to take it personal, not to get overwhelmed, not to create a story out of a situation that has not happened. Over the annals of time, sales is unequivocally the highest paid profession in the world. As you know, many of you have experienced this. Sales typically sometimes creates a bad reputation for people who really do not understand the process of selling. Selling is asking-oriented connecting. It's being able to create a connection through a relaxed relatability, through asking a series of questions in a sequence. Now, how many of you have an animal? How many of you have a dog, a pet, a cat, a horse? How many of you have ever had someone watch your animal for you? How many of you have ever put your animal in a kennel, a boarding house, or a situation like this? How many of you have ever hired a groundskeeper? How many of you have ever hired a landscaper? My man Gustavo out there is an exceptional groundskeeper, landscaper, and a first-class human being, and he will let you know a little bit about what he seeks when he is looking for his clients, his prosperity partners. So if you ever hired someone to service your accounts, your property, then obviously you've created a relaxed interview. You may not have even felt like it was an interview, but you were looking for someone who qualified for what you were doing. You were looking for someone to fulfill your obligations. You were looking for someone who actually was that could provide service for you. So that's exactly how easy the process is. So when it comes to prospecting, you want to be able to create these two words, relaxed relatability. That means in the rules of engagement, when you are engaging, you don't want to be in your head, your egoic left mind, your analytical left brain. Now, for those of you who are on Periscope tonight, here's typically what it would look like if you were lost in the sauce, overwhelmed, or you were checked out. It would look something like this, because you would be virtually checked out. Checked out means that you have already created a story about a situation that has not happened. So, and that's unfortunately what a lot of people do. They get overwhelmed about a story that has not happened. They feel the rejection before it even happened. And most people, they don't want to do this. They don't want to get in trouble, make a mistake. They don't want to offend someone. They don't want to get rejected, abandoned, or any multitude of situations to create a story so that you can be and stay disappointed. So you're right. Marie Eisner, who is my homegirl from beautiful New York, just said that most of society is checked out. That is correct. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that a lot of people are overwhelmed based on past events that have become their identity. You have to factor in the 80-20 rule. About 80% of the population is not actively looking for a way to change. They're interested, but they're not really committed. That's why so many people are commitment phobic. You're looking for people who are commitment conscious. Not people who are conflict conscious, people are checked out, overwhelmed, emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that keep them perpetuating averageness. Now, because you were on this call tonight, you're in the process of creating spontaneous exceptionalists. And if you're to be spontaneous means in the moment. So, and to be able to do that, you have to be able to be ITF, in the flow. And to be in the flow, you have to be in your body, in the moment, in the present, and right here, right now. So if someone just said you're fading in and out, well, I'll check in even closer. So being able to check in means you're in your body, you're in the present, you're in the moment, you're right here, and you're right now. To be an effective networker, prospector, connector, you must be an exceptional listener. Now, I have a very special treat for you. Those of you who attend the event tomorrow in Dallas, Texas, my good friend Ron White, the world champion of memory, not Ron White drunk in public, Ron White, the world champion of memory on three different occasions, a man who has memorized the Vietnam Wall, not only forward, he memorized the Vietnam Wall backward. So Ron is going to drop in and he's going to share with you some tips on how to be present, how to increase your memory, how to be more emotionally spontaneous, how to be able to retain content so you can have a conversation. If you're checked out, overwhelmed, have anxiety about a situation that has not happened, it means that you're not attentive or have the ability to not, you don't pay attention or buy attention, you become attentive. It means you're not really listening because you must do this, be able to hear what is meant, not what is said. And as you start to understand power of word, as you begin to understand words are law, and you change your words, not just speaking positively, but affirmatively. You decide, you commit. You're commitment conscious, not commitment phobic. As you become commitment conscious, you will start to hear how many people in society are commitment phobic. And you'll hear the ums, the uh-huh, the yeahs, the okays, the sures, the people who are really not committed. And the more you can tune in and be attentive, then you will spend less time getting overwhelmed, feeling bad, and or rejected. And ABC, A always, B, C connecting, always be connecting. Now from the great movie 1992, Glengarry Glen Ross, it was originally a play directed by David Mamet and later turned into a movie with Al Pacino, Jack Lemmon, Kevin Spacey, and Ed Harris. That move, and of course Alec Baldwin, who is the sales manager, he comes into the sales office and says that A always, B, C closing. And he says, we're having a little contest. First prize, an Eldorado Cadillac. Second prize, a set of steak knives. Third prize, you're fired. Well, it's not quite like that in our world because you have to go through the repetition and the experience to become effective at asking the questions. Coffee is for closers. Marie, you were right on time, baby, so you get it. So what does that mean, coffee is for closers? That is a cliche from that movie, coffee is for closers. But really, closing is not only where the value is, closing is where the results get created. And closing is contradictory because you don't close the door, you're not putting nails in the coffin, you don't go through the jugular. And you have to, closing means you create a win-win situation where there's a value service exchange where people feel comfortable in releasing their anxiety about letting go of the future. Someone asked, what movie is that? This movie is a keeper. It's called Glenn, G-L-E-N, Gary, one word, G-L-E-N-N, Gary, Glenn Ross, 1992, David Mamet, an absolutely fabulous movie. Maria's let me know it's Glenn, G-L-E-N-G-A-R-R-Y, Glenn, Gary, Glenn Ross. It is an absolute must for your collection. Also, get the original Music Man with Robert Preston. That's another great sales movie. You must have the movie, what was the one with Giovanni Ribisi? The Boiler Room is a must with a young Vin Diesel, another great sales movie. The Big Kahuna with Kevin Spacey, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And, of course, one of the greatest sales spoofs of all time, Tommy Boy. If you've never seen the cliche with Tommy Boy where he says he shows this customer what happens when you use the other guy's brake pads. And when you watch this, it is classic how not to sell. To be able to be a salesperson, it's more than sharing. Being a salesperson is someone who actually understands what a client or customer is requiring. When you are really effective at selling, asking, connecting with people, then you let go of the anxiety about the outcome. And there's a cliche that says it's a numbers game. It's not a numbers game. It's about being effective in the law of averages. Not everyone is going to buy from you. Not everyone's going to start with you. Not everyone is going to see the value proposition. And the more valuable you feel, the better you feel about yourself, not only your product, service, benefit, and feature. It's very common if you have a product that you're passionate about to go, oh, I love my product, but my problem is the business. Actually, it's not your problem, it's the solution. Because if you have anxiety about receiving and deserving, then it inhibits and limits who you have the ability to attract. Now, in business, there's two situations. There is the transaction and the attraction. Now, most of you on tonight's call that own your own business, you're in both of those situations. You're in a transaction business and an attraction business, meaning there are transactions. That's your retail business, your retail consumers, your retail customers. They transact with you. These are your repeat customers over and over. You require those. They build the baseline. They build the foundation. They build the fundamentals of your enterprise. That will allow you to create four figures a month. And will eventually allow you to FBYB, fire your boss, quit your job. You can also go into human resources with a George Washington quarter, lick it, stick your finger on it, slide it across the desk and say, there's a quarter, call someone who cares. Now, I'm not suggesting you do that, although it does paint an interesting picture. And the better you become at painting the picture, now, if any of you that live in Philadelphia, what used to be Vets Stadium in that area, I'm not sure what it's called now, but if on one of the freeways right there by the Vet, there is a ginormous, a good word, a very large, big, stupendous, exceptional billboard specifically for Corona, and nobody paints the picture. No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. That's what Chris Berman used to say, but nobody paints the picture like Corona does. Corona creates a very unconscious feeling in your unconscious where it allows you to paint the picture, and your body releases a neurochemical called dopamine. And in that very relaxed state, your subconscious and unconscious come together and it forms a memory. And in that picture that's painted, you now realize that, oh, wow, the experience of this beer is going to create a lifestyle change. Now, when you become that good of painting a picture by asking the questions, then the relatability gets created. It starts from a place called EASE, E period Z period, EASY. You become an easyologist studying the art of easyosophy. But if you struggle and you're noble about your struggle, if you get ready to get ready, if you become disappointed very quickly, if you are one and done, you make one phone call, you create a situation to feel, be, and stay rejected, then you're OT, out of the game, baby, and you're not, that's in the NFL, not for long. And unfortunately, that's what so many people do, is they create an experience that they create that's bad, and then they're done. And you have to stay in the game long enough to master the skills to ask the questions in a sequence. Perfect case in point. Many of you are going to be in the airplane flying from wherever you're flying to Dallas, Texas. And if you're flying to Dallas, Texas, or you're flying to one of your company events, your objective is not to get someone. You don't sit next to someone and throw up all over them. Your objective is not to point out to someone that's eating Cheez-Its, that is bad GMOs, and that your wellness product will unequivocally change their life. You have to stop focusing on people you think that need it and focus on people that deserve it. And when you let go of the control of control that keeps you out of control, then you will begin to attract effortlessly and easily people to your reality. When you are interesting, you will attract people of interest. Once you learn how to brand yourself and people begin to follow you, that's when people show up because they perceive you to be someone of influence and affluence, someone that is interesting. So to be interesting, you have to be able to bring up points of interest with people. That's the ability to create relaxed relatability on command, i.e. to connect, IR instant rapport. And I'm going to be covering some of these contents tomorrow at my event when I'm speaking and throughout the rest of the year, because my year is dedicated to this, connecting 101, prospecting 102, lead generation 103, the art of asking 104, closing 105, developing a culture 106 and 107, getting paid what the free market will bear in free enterprise. So that's what's going to be happening for me and you, for those of you who follow my content in the next 12 months, is the art, not only the art of the start, but the art of the connection. And if you don't know how to connect, there's a high probability that you're disconnected from yourself based on a series of events that keep you doing the same thing over and over so you can be and stay disappointed. Now, as you begin to let go of your story, the story about the outcome that seldom ever happens, I don't want to make a mistake, I don't want to get in trouble, I don't want to get rejected, and most importantly, I do not want to fail. That is the number one situation that hinders many people. To avoid failing, they avoid connecting because they don't know what to say. It's not what to say, it's what you ask. And the more relaxed you are at that situation, start to use questions that are 5 to 15 words that end with a question mark. Not long drunkalogues, not long paragraphs, not long sequences of statements. And you're not writing a book, you're not writing a chapter, you're asking a series of questions to find out if the person you're next to is interesting, if you have points of interest, if you can create rapport. Once again, your objective is not to get someone. You're not an addicted getter, you're a relaxed connector. And the more relaxed you are in the process, the more relatable you become. But if you are in an anxiety, overwhelmed, then there's a high probability you will send a telepathic mixed message, something like this. please reject me so we can go ahead and get this conversation over really quick so I can get back to being overwhelmed and disappointed. When you're a relaxed connector, you're not going to create the mixed message. When you let go of the anxiety about what does not happen, then you can be ITF in the flow. Then you can be ITM in the moment. Then you can begin to hear what is meant, not what is said. When you become exceptionally skilled and create spontaneous excellence as a connector after enough relaxed relatability and the repetition experience, in a relatively quick fashion, you can tell who's checked in and who's checked out. You can tell real quickly who is a prospect and who's a suspect, who is committed and who is interested. Pay attention and be attentive to people's word choices. Listen to their communication style. If they're checked out, overwhelmed, there's a high probability they're not going to hear what you're saying. They're going to hear what they think you mean. They're not going to pay attention to their body language. You can do this over the telephone, off the telephone. If you are skilled at being skilled, then it doesn't matter whether you're in person, wherever it is, because you will pick up on the signs, the clues. You will pick up on the tells, the telegraphic messages that are mixed in the telegraphic messages that are clear. And the better you become at this process, the higher your law of average. But when you get overwhelmed and feel rejected, then that's what happens. You create the very situation that you seek to avoid so you can feel what you felt before you ever started, and then you feel disappointed. And you have to let go of the control of the outcome, and it's not that difficult. Now, right here is typically how I set up a call like this. These are some of the notes that I typically pre-write for a call like this. So the purpose of prospecting is ideally is to be able to establish a connection so you can establish, do I have someone who I can relate with? Do I have someone that I feel good about? Do I feel this is a possible potential teammate? And you want to be able to avoid procrastination. That, once again, is the story. People don't reject you. They do typically one of two situations, unless it's an isolated incident where you've had some kind of personal connection with someone that they may be intimidated about you, or they don't see you in the light that you're attempting to create, and they see you as the person you once were. Occasionally, like very rarely, you will have someone in your circle of influence that will challenge you, or they will attempt to show you up. Occasionally, you will have someone who's rude or abrasive. I mean, this is in a very small law of average. By and far, most of the people that you encounter are not going to be interested, about 80% of them. So if you understand that that law of average is that high, or whatever the number is, it's not that black and white, could be 70%, could be 60%, but what it means is it's going to be a large percent of society who's not seeking what you have because they're not seeking it. And when you let go of that anxiety, then you will not create the rejection that is not there. Leads must be a way of life. But what good is a lead if you don't prospect it? Well, it's not very good. Then it's a dust collector. And your leads are not created for you to collect dust. Your leads are created for you to be able to see if you can find someone you can connect and or collaborate with. There are hundreds, thousands of ways to create leads. That's not only an entire call. That would be an entire weekend workshop. That would be a webinar that goes on for the annals of time, because there are hundreds of ways to create leads. You should have at least 5 to 7 lead sources that you're able to create on command that you do not have to pay for. In today's world of direct sales, networking, lead generation, lead creation, leads are a way of life. You should be able to create an endless supply of leads no matter what free enterprise business that you are creating from the comfort of your home. The purpose of prospecting is always to establish a qualified buyer. Do I have a qualified buyer? How many of you have seen the most recent proactive commercials that are created on an infomercial called Gunthy & Renker? They unequivocally create a paint a picture that is so compelling that I wanted to buy the brush. I don't feel like I have an acne problem at 59 years young, but I definitely wanted to buy that brush because it was compelling. I mean, I wanted to buy it. It was that sexy. So their purpose was to be able to create that feeling in my body that I would go, wow, I have to have that. I have to know more. Now, what happens when I call an 800 number? I'm going to get bombarded with other products because that's the way it goes. And when you start to understand this, this is when you learn this. qualify the prospect for your time. Not everyone is qualified to purchase your product, benefit, feature. Not everyone is qualified to join your business, your culture, or your company. Many people disqualify themselves because they're checked out, unavailable, not interested. They're not seeking what you have. So if that's the case, learn not to create rejection in that situation that does not happen. Attracting a qualified buyer, that can come from your social media campaigns. That can come from creating a culture. That can come from fan pages. That can come from any multitude of situations. That can come from your post, your pictures, your before, your afters, any situation that it does to create that qualified lead. That can come from advertising, referrals, being able to ask spontaneous excellent, three-foot rule, asking qualified questions to be able to do that. One of the most interesting questions that you can ask is, how serious are you? How serious are you about changing the quality of your health? How serious are you about changing the quality of your skin? How serious are you about quitting your job? How serious are you about starting a business from the comfort of your home? How serious are you about paying off your liability debt? How serious are you about owning your own home on your terms and your time frame? How serious are you about traveling the world where cost is not a challenge? Now, in the serious question, you can also paint the picture with the way that you ask the question. So when you become skilled at qualifying the leads for your time, then you learn how to devote your most valuable commodity to time. When you are skilled at this equation, seldom if ever will you spend more than 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes with the wrong person. What's a wrong person? It's really not a right or wrong person. It's you learn how to value your time because it is your greatest commodity. If you are skilled at this proposition relatively quickly, you will be able to know by trusting your inner wisdom, your inner knowing, your intuition, your feelings, your extrasensory perception on this situation so that you do not waste your most valuable commodity, time. And you know, it's real easy to get seduced by people. I've done it a time or a thousand. Oh my God, I'm going to be able to retire off this person. I found my rock star. I had my dose of rock star. I found my rock star. I've got rock star syndrome, and I have the romances on that typically lead to the disappointment. Learn to meet people where they are. What does that mean? It means that don't get overwhelmed by someone's potential. Also, don't prejudge someone because they don't have a big, strong, powerful voice or they haven't had a lot of success in their background. Sometimes some of your best people are down and out because they have nowhere else to go but up. And sometimes some of your best prospects are people who are already wealthy and they're always looking for additional ways to create income. Factor this in today's world. What does it cost to send a kid to college in today's world at a state university in New Jersey, New York, California, Washington, Texas? If you're going to send someone to University of Texas, University of Florida, or any multitude of those situations, you want to be able to get beyond that. So to be able to do that, you have to be able to have enough money in free enterprise so you're not in a lot of liability debt. You want to be able to be skilled at scheduling appointments. Scheduling appointments is an absolute skill that will pay dividends because that means the prospects show up for the calls. When you have a show-up ratio conducive to an outcome, when about 50 to 75% of the people you schedule for an event, a home party, a launch party, a prospecting call, they show up for a home showing, they show up to look at the car they said they'd buy, or they show up on your property to be able to repair a situation because you're skilled at setting appointments, well, then your law of averages go way up. Because when people have the opportunity to view the game without you having to tell the whole game, then it enhances your law of averages. It also creates the ease, and it creates the duplication or the ease in the situation. Ideally, you want to be able to have a relaxed conversation with someone. It's about 3 to 10 minutes without you having to explain the whole situation. You want to be able to have a relaxed conversation where you don't have to tell all the details, the benefits and the features, and you can direct someone to where they can receive enough content that they feel good enough that they join your culture on their terms and their time frame. And that's the value of scheduling an appointment. Once again, repetition and experience will unequivocally enhance your ability to create the relaxed relatability, provided you are relaxed. You can do it over and over in anxiety and never get anywhere, and you can do it over and over and master the inner game of the skill, and then you can start to become a professional prospector, a professional connector, a professional entrepreneur. Closing the sale merits an entire call in itself, but here's what closing is. It's asking decision and commitment-oriented questions. Do you see enough value that you feel comfortable in purchasing the product? Do you feel good enough that you can see yourself joining our team? Do you feel you've received enough content that you can make an educated decision? I mean, it's nothing more than 15 words that end with a question. And the more you do this in that relaxed relatability, then you will become a master asker, a master connector, and a master prospector. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Checking off here on Periscope this evening. I want to thank each and every one of you for being on tonight's call. Look forward to seeing you on January 23rd in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, January 30th in Denver, Colorado, February 6th in Columbia, South Carolina, and look forward to connecting with you. See you, everyone. Have a great evening. I'll see some of you in the next couple days. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. This call has officially been recorded. Good night, everyone. And the call. Turn it off.